From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's foreign minister says officials from the foreign ministry and military are going to Russia Wednesday to discuss potential solutions to the conflict in Syria. The announcement comes just a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would work toward restoring full relations with Turkey, but cautioned that rebuilding trade ties will be time-consuming. Bilateral relations were strained after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane last November along the border with Syria. A fire broke out in a maternity ward at a Baghdad hospital overnight Tuesday, killing 12 premature babies. An advisor to the Iraqi Health Ministry said the fire moved quickly.
There were 12 deaths among the premature. The total of the patients were in the department 20. 8 of them were saved and taken away to other hospitals. As far as we know, they were taken away quickly without significant effect of the smoke or the fire.
The government officials said the initial investigation shows the fire is electrical related. The United Nations is warning that more than 2 million people in the Syrian city of Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity, and it called for a halt to the fighting to repair the damaged infrastructure and deliver humanitarian aid. UN agencies have repeatedly called for weekly 48-hour humanitarian pauses to provide desperately needed aid to Aleppo's residents and evacuate them. But these have not materialized. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is once again at the center of controversy after telling a rally in North Carolina Tuesday Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton would appoint liberal Supreme Court judges who would take away Americans' constitutional right to own guns.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Critics interpreted Trump's comment that Clinton or the judges should be assassinated. Trump denied accusations he was inciting violence toward Clinton, telling Fox News that Clinton simply wants to leave Americans unprotected in their homes. Clinton's campaign denounced Trump's comment, but she did not speak on Trump's statement during a campaign stop in Florida Tuesday. Sudanese rebel groups said Tuesday they signed an African Union-brokered roadmap to reach a ceasefire in separate long-running conflicts, including Darfur. The accord is aimed at reaching a permanent ceasefire, a national dialogue, and immediate humanitarian assistance. The Brazilian Senate has voted to begin the impeachment trial of embattled President Dilma Rousseff, a move that could officially hand over power to her former vice president and current interim president, Michel Temer. The Senate suspended Rousseff in May after allegations emerged that she illegally fudged the numbers on the country's budget to make it seem like a slump in the economy wasn't as bad as it actually was during her 2014 re-election campaign. Rousseff has maintained that she did nothing wrong and called it a coup. The U.S. Department of Justice says the police department in the eastern city of Baltimore, Maryland, shows a pattern of illegal stops, searches, arrests, and use of excessive force, particularly against the city's African-American population. Concerns about policing in Baltimore came under greater focus following a record number of homicides last year and the high-profile death of an African-American man while he was being transported in a police van. Investigators found several officers did not understand the law, believing that people standing in front of a business or vacant lot were considered loitering or trespassing. And Team USA looks to continue its dominance in Olympic swim events Wednesday with at least 6 athletes competing in medal rounds. On Tuesday, Michael Phelps won 2 more gold medals, bringing his career total to 21, winning the 200-meter butterfly and anchoring the men's 4x200-meter freestyle relay team. Katie Ledecky won her 2nd gold medal at the Games by winning the 200-meter freestyle. The U.S. leads with 26 medals, followed by China with 17. That's the news right now. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.